Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Social victory in Sweden. Oil company Preem drops plans to expand oil refinery. After 2 years of protest, the Swedish environmental movement celebrates a major new victory. I'm absolutely sure that our resistance was one of the big factors that made them realize that this was not going to happen, said activist Lina Maloney from Friends of the Earth Sweden in an interview with Real World Radio. They might have been able to expand their oil refinery if there had been less uproar, added the environmental activist who lives in Gothenburg. According to Friends of the Earth Sweden, the expansion of the Lysekil refinery would have resulted in a doubling of Preem's carbon emissions, which would have made them the biggest emitter in Sweden. In a press release issued by the environmental organization on September the 28th, the chair, Michael Sandstrom, said that the idea of allowing Preem to greatly expand its fossil fuel-based operations and thus become Sweden's largest emitter of greenhouse gases has been totally unsustainable from the very beginning. It is with great pleasure that we receive the news that Preem is withdrawing the application, he added. In an interview with Real World Radio, Maloney recounted how the process of resistance against the expansion project started in 2018 with the participation of several environmental organizations and citizens. The resistance involved actions and demonstrations in different cities and advocacy work on the national government.
I'm absolutely sure that our resistance was one of the big factors that made them realize that this was not going to happen, you know. But then I know for a fact that there were, for example, disagreements among the leaders. You know, it was in Lysekil, the factory that was supposed to expand. Well, that group wanted to expand. The Stockholm group was a little less enthusiastic. That is one reason. I think they realized, too, that even if the government said yes, we would appeal. There's another court in Sweden we could appeal to. And if that didn't work, we would appeal to EU's court. And these things would take years. And I think they realized that by this time, you know, oil would definitely be on its way out. They wanted very much to be a green. They wanted to present themselves as very green, you know, a green fossil factory. The environmental movement punctuated that very much, you know. We sort of showed their greenwashing very clearly to people. Actually, I read today that they have had some financial difficulties too the past few years. So there are many things, but I think it would have been much smoother and possibly they would have been able to expand if everything had been very quiet around it, you know. 2018, they wanted to expand, and the environmental court said yes. And then this man, it's called Inge Sjögren, he contacted Friends of the Earth here in Gothenburg and asked for help to create an opinion against this expansion. So a person, Lanya, there, she got together about 15 people that had been sort of activists earlier on when it came to another question. We started from there. For a long time, we were only about 5-6 people who were working with this, you know, trying to inform people and write the papers and that. And then we had a lecture with this man from Lysekil who knows everything there is to know about the history, the chemical parts, everything. And we invited various people from environmental group. About 50 people came. From there, it started to sort of roll. And people got to hear about it. And they sort of contacted us, you know, and said, I can do this and that. I can help with this and that. Or they just said, how can I help? I want to join you, sort of thing. Then about 100 people and groups had appealed this decision that the court had made. 2018. So the Supreme Court of the Environment decided that they would sort of have a look at it as well. But unfortunately, they also said yes, and that was 2020. And before that, when they were in court, people came from Stockholm to Lysekil. The people who had appealed and the people from Preem were going to have discussions for a couple of days. And then the Friends of the Earth, including many other environmental groups like Greenpeace and Extinction Rebellion and the Native Preserving Association and many other local, we arranged and they came to Lysekil, and we had the bands all day. We had a stage on the square. We rented hotel, we rented buses to go there, we rented places to eat. We had bands all day, we had people talking, we had other entertainment, and there was a march. The majority of people, who were close to 500, I think, there was a march out to the refinery. We got a lot of press because we did this. Because it was a question of such big emissions of carbon dioxide. Different people sort of asked the government, and they have to look at these kind of big emissions, you know. So they decided they would have the last say. Before they had decided which was going to be, we got a message from Prim that they decided to withdraw. Before, we started the 22nd of August, and we had in Sweden 2 weeks of resistance, and we did lots of things, like the Rainbow Warrior from Greenpeace was in Lysekil, and people were sailing, and the Rainbow Warrior, for example, was blocking the entrance so that the oil ships couldn't get in. We were on one of the squares here for 1 week. We sent postcards to our prime minister and to the other people in the government. We had a sort of a relay that went from Lysekil to Stockholm to one of the persons in the government. There were people like bicycling and running and walking and everything to get to this place in Stockholm. And then they gave a letter that we had all written together about this situation and why we shouldn't let Rim expand.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. Thank you.